talking about coming here and settling and everything like that, mm-hmm. and building it, really, is what they did. Mm-hmm. First settlers, they weren't among the first settlers here. Mm-hmm. But I can remember my great-grandparents I can remember all of my great-grandparents, except I had a great-grandfather that died when I was about a year old. Of course, I have no recollection of him. Mm-hmm. And then I had a great-grandfather on my mother's side that died when I was real young. I have no recollection of him. But all of my other great-grandparents, I can remember. And as a matter of fact, I had one great-grandparent that just died in 69.
Oh, you must really have long, live type people in your family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, they are. And of course, we marry young, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right.
Where's Wilfred from?
He's from Lunsford.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you live in Lunsford.
Right.
And then you dragged him back in.
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 32.
Were his parents from Lunsford, his
father was from Lunsford, mm-hmm. was born there. Now, his mother was born Mountain View.
Yeah, I know where that mm-hmm. is.
She was born and raised there.
How do you spell Lunsford?
Lunsford.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't look right. And Lunsford's just, you said, about 6 miles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, in thinking about Bay, since you spent all but 4 years here, and then you came back over.
Well,
here,
I was right, right.
So you've seen a lot of Bay in your life. In terms of things like population, and in terms of things like the businesses and things like that, how would you say it has changed over the while you've lived here?
Residentially, it has increased. Mm-hmm. Industry-wise and business, it has decreased. Because we used to have, you know, like 2 or 3 grocery stores, and then the grocery stores I remember mostly. We used to have a little theater here.
Oh, really?
And I can remember going to a couple of movies there. Of course, we weren't much moviegoers when we were growing up, but I can remember going there. It burned. They didn't bother to replace it.
Yeah.
The grocery stores, you know, they just couldn't compete with Jonesboro. We've just got one now, and used to be a little, mercantile store. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it very well. There used to be a clothing store named Hall's on Main Street, and when the owner passed away, well, it just, they sold all of the equipment and supplies and everything, didn't bother to replace it. Of course, we do have a drapery shop there now. But industry-wise, it has decreased. But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it build up residentially.
Yeah.
We're close enough to Truman and to Jonesboro for our industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we don't ever get any here. Of course, we've got a couple of gins. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, gins are like a home. They're a necessity here. They're like, we couldn't do without them. We have to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Gins I don't mind seeing, but as far as an industry, I wouldn't want one to come here. I would like to see it just keep increasing residentially. I think it's ideal.
Yeah. I was noticing when I drove back into Jonesboro and then back out mm-hmm. here since I saw you last, and I was noticing a lot of cars coming out this way, and I wondered if a lot of people live here and work in Jonesboro.
Right, and a lot of them live here and work in Truman.
Oh, Truman.
Truman is about, it's about 6 or 7 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it in the northeast
mm-hmm.
of Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a Singer company there that employs mm-hmm. quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, that's probably where they were going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another thing, we've got people that live here and work in Jonesboro, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not many that work here except for the school teachers.